clarify whether the revisions to an existing site within the Plantations Residential Plan community would constitute a substantial change to the intent of the original plat under the provisions of 713B of the Sussex County Code and necessitate the public hearing. These revisions include the addition of one proposed 9,216 square foot structure to house five indoor pickleball courts for a total of 29,920 square feet of buildings, both existing and proposed, five proposed outdoor pickleball courts, 64 existing parking spaces, and other improvements. Plantations as a residential plan community was established through zone number 673, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 27th, 1985, and adopted through ordinance number 294. Staff notes are being revised with the pole building and five outdoor pickleball courts being constructed in place of the previously approved clubhouse building and in-ground pool shown on and recorded at plat book 187, page 85. The imagery of the subject site confirms that the existing in-ground pool was removed in or around 2009. The clubhouse building was destroyed in a fire on or around January of 2024 and was never reconstructed. Note the original plans, approved in 1986, show a 4.3-acre recreation area, but did not specify whether this use was intended only for the property owners within the Plantations RPC or whether it included third-party public use of the recreational amenity area. It appears that on or around 2008, the parcel was purchased by the current property owner, Sandy LLC, previously known as Dave Marshall Properties LLC, which operates the Dave Marshall Pickleball and Tennis Facility on site. The code does permit conditional uses in accord with procedure standards specifications of Article 24 of the Sussex County Code, but it does not appear that a separate conditional use to allow for public use of the amenities was ever applied for. Commission's determination will determine whether a public hearing will be required, which also requires the submittal of a conditional use application for the use and potentially a new change of zone application for the RPC, or whether the revised final site plan may be approved as proposed, subject to the receipt of further approval from the Sussex Conservation District. Approval from the Office of State Fire Marshal has been included in the Commission's packet. The parcel is located on the south side of Plantations Boulevard. Within the Plantations RPC, the tax parcel is District 334, Map 6.00, Parcel 553.02. The zoning is MR-RPC, Medium Density Residential Plan Community District.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I believe that there's enough public interest in this, and I have enough questions about it, that I think we need to have a public hearing for this, so I'm going to move that we have a public hearing for the Plantations change of zone 673 RPC.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to hold a public hearing for the Plantation change of zone number 673 RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Just before we go on with that one, and the motion's fine for a public hearing. It was noted by staff that it may require conditional use and or a new change of zone application for the RPC, whether it's both of those or just the RPC, but that's something that staff can work out with the applicant to make sure it's teed up right.
Okay.
So just a point.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
And I believe this is reliant on a private road that's maintained by a homeowners association as well. So I don't know if there's...
So as part of the public hearing, we would send out notices.
Yes.
And so that would include the Homeowners Association, and there'd be noticed as part of the public hearing.
And there'd be posted, there'd be signage, et cetera. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, the next item on our agenda is S25-61 Pine Haven Campground, revised final site plan pursuant to 115-222A of the Sussex County Code.
On September 19th, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request for a site plan review pursuant to Section 115-222A of the Sussex County Code. This code section details, among other procedures, the procedure for the change of the extent of land use for an approved conditional use. This code section notes that minor amendments of an approved site plan or conditions attached to an approved site plan may be approved by the Commission after written reports by the director and without a public hearing, provided that seven criteria outlined in Section 115-222A, 1 through 7, are fully met through the proposal. Specifically, in this revised final site plan, in order to revise an existing legally non-conforming campground known as the Pine Haven Campground, proposed changes to the campground include modifications to a grandfathered RV community, which includes a reduction in the number of RV sites, from 186 to 154 campsites, with safety enhancements, environmental upgrades to the water and wastewater systems, enhancements to the existing electric system, converting from above ground to underground, reconstruction of the pool area with clubhouse and demo, replacement of the dilapidated structures with amenities such as sports courts and a pavilion. The applicant notes that in the request that the street layouts will remain intact with only improvements to the deteriorating surface. A director's determination was issued on October 6, 2025, confirming that repopulating the non-conforming recreational vehicle sites within the campground with park model RVs is considered to be an in-kind replacement, not requiring further conditional use. The proposed minor amendment complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 7.00, Parcel 46.00. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final site plan for subdivision S-25-61 for Pine Haven Campground.
Okay, the motion has been made and with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion has been made and seconded to approve S-21-61 Pine Haven Campground with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on our agenda is 2018-18 Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property. Request to amend conditions of approval.
On September 24th, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Channel Point subdivision, a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 70 single-family lots, private roads, open space, perimeter buffers, and associated amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, kayak launch, and boat marina facility. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, February 17th, 2022. Specifically, the request is to amend condition I of the conditions of approval, which requires the amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 40th residential building permit. The applicant notes that, quote, overwhelming sales demand has driven a pace of sales beyond their forecasts, end quote, which has caused their ability to meet the amenities deadline to be unfeasible. The applicant requests to amend condition I to state the amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 60th building permit, residential building permit. Staff note that the conditions of approval as originally proposed and approved would require the amenities to be completed by 57% build out of the subdivision, while this new request would require the amenities to be completed by 86% build out of the subdivision, which is in excess of the county's timing and completion of amenities ordinance number 2938, which requires the completion of all amenities by 60% of the residential build out. Subdivision approval does not predate that ordinance, but this request does, the subdivision approval does predate the ordinance, but this request does not. The ordinance was approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Staff note that per this date, this memo was prepared that 24 building permits and one certificate of occupancy has been issued for the subdivision, and all lots are currently still developer owned and controlled. Property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54 in Selbyville. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcels are District 533, Map 20.00, Parcel 20.00, Parcel 21.00, Parcel 22.00, and Parcel District 533, Map 20.19, Parcel 97.00.
I'm okay with this. Any other discussion? Madam Chair, I move to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2018-18 Canal Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2018-18 Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on our agenda is 2022-32 Herring Run, final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 28 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, wetland resource buffers, perimeter buffers, and amenities to include a walking trail and playground area. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, subject to 18 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 433, map 6.11, parcel 6.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-32 Herring Run.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve 2022-32 Herring Run final subdivision and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is 2022-11 Hunter's Creek final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for a cluster subdivision consisting of 93 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, perimeter buffers, and open space. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 6, 2022, subject to 18 conditions of approval. Additionally, Sussex County Council approved a six-month extension request for the subdivision at their meeting of Tuesday, October 7th, 2025, extending the plan's final subdivision approval deadline to March 8th, 2026. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Property is located on the north side of Omar Road, Sussex County Road 54, approximately 0.33 miles west of the intersection of Powell Farm Road, Sussex County Road 365. Tax parcels are District 134, map 11.00, parcel 102.00, and parcel 103.00. Zoning is MR, medium density residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-11 Hunter's Creek.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve 2022-11 Hunter's Creek final subdivision and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is S25-58 Kings Creek Country Club revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Kings Creek Country Club for the construction of a 1.5-story, 2,275-square-foot building as a golf maintenance building, parking, and other site improvements. The Kings Creek Country Club subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of Thursday, July 10, 1986, and was stamped approved on August 8, 1987. At their meeting of Monday, September 8, 2025, the Board of Adjustment approved the following variances: 24.5 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the operations building, 2.7 feet from the required 15-foot side yard setback for the operations building, 17.9 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the ESD wash, and 15.4 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the fueling station. A request for parking to be allowed within the front yard setback has been submitted with this proposal. The parcels are comprised of a total of 186.37 more or less acres and located on the east side of Kings Creek Circle within Kings Creek Country Club subdivision with access from Patriots Way off of Shuttle Road, Sussex County Road 273. The revised final site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 1158. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, but would note that we have received Sussex County Engineering Department approval by email today. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anyone have any questions about this one?
I do not.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised final site plan with final by staff subject to with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for S25-58 Kings Creek Country Club with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next item is S25-60 First Baptist Church of Lewis revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed church and other site improvements. This plan was previously granted preliminary approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, March 9, 2023, which included a waiver granting parking within the front yard setback. The same preliminary site plan was also approved by the Lewis City Council with a number of conditions that resulted in a project that was not affordable for the church congregation. As a result, the church abandoned that plan and revised the site layout to limit development to the parcel located in the unincorporated area of Sussex County. The revised design proposes a new 9,992 square foot, 199 seats church building with a 52-space parking lot. The applicant has submitted a request for relief from the requirements of parking within the front yard setback. In addition to the design considerations indicated, Beacon Engineering is working with the Department of Transportation to ensure the current design and right-of-way dedication will harmonize with the planned improvements associated with King's Highway realignment project. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of King's Highway, Route 9, Tax Parcels District 335, Map 8, Parcel 40. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. So I think I heard you say that they're asking for allowing parking in the setback?
In the front yard setback, yes.
Not a fan.
I think they had a conversation with DelDOT, though, you mentioned, right?
Yes.
And it's, yeah.
And DelDOT says it's acceptable?
The Beacon Engineering is working with DelDOT to ensure the current design and right-of-way design will harmonize with the planned improvements associated with King's Highway realignment project.
Is there any mention about their working with the Lewis Historic Byway Group to align on the... I feel like they should be coordinating with them because I believe they were working with them on the prior site plan.
I'm just going to pull the file. Hold on.
Okay.
But because this is a preliminary,
yes,
the commission could make it any approval contingent on them submitting a letter of no objection or evidence of cooperation as part of any final. And then you could also choose to bring the final back to commission or allow staff to approve it. So you could make your decision contingent on that happening.
Okay, good. So let's do that. And that way we don't have to react on the fly. So I move that we approve the revised preliminary site plan for S25-60 First Baptist Church of Lewis, contingent on receiving notice from the Lewis Historic Scenic Byway, confirming that the site plan they have no objection to, and that it's incorporated the requirements for the highway.
So I would change it up a little bit.
Okay.
I would same I think intent. I would approve the revised preliminary site plan, but make the final site plan contingent on receipt of letter of no objection from the Lewis Scenic Byway organization. I'm not sure that's the exact name of it, but that's the organization we're speaking of. And also DelDOT as well, but
and
we
DelDOT.
Would need that anyway for the final site plan. And with the final site plan coming back to the commission for approval.
So moved.
Okay, moved
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. It's been moved and seconded for the motion that has been made on S25-60, First Baptist Church of Lewis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is S23-55, J&J Bulkheading, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the development of a marine construction services office to consist of a marine construction services to consist of 2,250 square foot shop and storage building. 715 square foot of office space and related uses, associated parking, sidewalks, stormwater management, and other site improvements. The applicant has submitted a formal request to allow parking within the front yard setback for the commissioner's consideration. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Roxana Road, Route 17, approximately 0.2 mile south of the intersection of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, and Roxana Road, Route 17, in Ocean View, Delaware. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 11. Parcel is 805.01. Zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Everybody okay? Madam Chair.
Parking in the final the front yard setback, you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In this location.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 23-55 J&J Bulkhead, final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S23-55 J&J Bulkheading with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is Lands of Mast, Wilkinson, and Green, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 4A will consist of 10.806 acres, more or less, and proposed lot B, the residual lands, shall contain 10.806 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located on the north side of Greenhurst Farm Road, Sussex County Road 612A, approximately 0.428 mile east of Woodyard Road, Sussex County Road 612. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 2, Parcels 2.06. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final minor subdivision of Lands of Mast, Wilkinson, and Green.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the Lands of Mast, Wilkinson, and Green. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
And that's with final by staff?
I'm sorry, by staff, yes. Right. Next item is Lands of the Judy Family, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.619 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.504 acres, more or less. The residual lands will contain 72.137 acres, more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located on the north side of Judy Road, Sussex County Road 611, at the intersection of Judy Road and Blacksmith Shop Road, Sussex County Road 44. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 430, Map 6, Parcel 49. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final minor subdivision for Lands of Judy Family, LLC, with all agency approvals.
By staff, right?
By staff, yep. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve Lands of Judy Family, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next item is Lands of True North Property Partners, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.042 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.186 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.85 acres, more or less. Lot four shall consist of 0.965 acres, more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 0.949 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Ellis Mill Road, Sussex County Road 538, approximately 300 feet southeast of the Delaware-Maryland state line. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 17, Parcel 10.05. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions from anyone on this one?
Thank you.
All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of True North Properties Partners as a final by staff.
Thank you.
I second.
Thank you. All right, the motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of True North Property Partners minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Last item on our other business is lands of Whispering Pines Estate LLC minor subdivision plan off existing and proposed 30-foot easements.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off an existing and proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easements. Proposed lot one will consist of 110.35 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 29.1181 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 10.099 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 20.6478 acres more or less. Lots one, two, and the residual lands shall be accessed by an existing 30-foot easement, Saddle Ridge Lane, on the property, and lot three shall be accessed by a proposed 30-foot easement through the property of other ownership, District 135, Map 5, Parcel 5. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access roads. Property is located on the west side of Maple Branch Road, Sussex County Road 209, approximately 0.62 mile northeast of Redden Road, Sussex County Road 40. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430. The map is Map 13, Parcel 28. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions on this one?
Mm-mm. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final minor subdivision of four lands of Whispering Pine Estates LLC with agency approval by staff.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Whispering Pines Estate LLC minor subdivision plan off of existing and proposed 30-foot easements with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, next item on our agenda is